Chapter 5. Wagon Train.
Madrio said 7 more coming, Sandry said. Only 5 got here.
Yes, sir. Maybe they went back to the border station.
Waterman's in trouble, Sandry said. And there's a caravan, a Feathersnake caravan.
Yes, sir, Chalker said. I understand. We have to look into all that. But you better let Fullerman change horses first. You'll need fresh. No point in going until you get them.
Which was true enough. The sudden spurts of flat-out running had tired the horses quickly. Better to have new.
See to that, and load up with spears, Sandry said, and have Fullerman choose us a good spearman to ride up with us.
Right.
Chalker led the chariot toward the stables behind the inn, where the soldiers were clustered around the innkeeper's smiling daughter.
And hurry!
The square was alive with people. Kinless stood in knots, watchfully eyeing the lordkin, but speaking in agitated tones. When Sandry came near any of them, they cheered. Some were even cheering for the lordkin fire brigade. The fountain artisan was talking to Wanshig.
Your men, Lord Wanshig.
He glanced hastily at Sandry, who pretended he hadn't heard.
They saved my boy. I saw them. That man waved his shirt when the beast was running toward the fountain. Ask anything. A new fountain for your meeting house? We will build it for you.
Wanshig looked amused, but he nodded.
Thank you, Master Artisan.
We accept.
He turned to acknowledge Sandry.
Lord Sandry?
Chief Wanshig, your men have earned a bonus.
Lost 4, Wanshig said, and 2 more will be out for months. Lord Sandry, what were those things? I never saw anything like them.
Me either, Sandry said, but then he stopped. Actually, he thought, I have. Burning Tower was wearing a costume made out of feathers like those when she did her high rope.